You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storm's within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Look, always good to come and be with you every Saturday morning. You know why I love this? Because I love to talk about the things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Listen, God is good. I want you to know that today. He is really good. If you have friends, look, if you have friends anywhere in the world and you get anything out of this program, you can pick this program up 24/7 anywhere in the world. So if you got scattered friends across the world, all they have to do is go to WCNO.com, and you'll see the word on the left-hand side of the page, On Demand. Click on that. And then just click on Saturday. You'll see Lifeline, any Saturday. And they can pick the program up. So if you get anything out of it, if you are blessed, pass the word on. I'm finishing up the series today, The Wicked One. I've been really hammering on the Wicked One, the devil, the liar, the deceiver. For the last two or three times, and this will be my last sermon here on this, but I really want you to know that God loves you, the devil hates you, Jesus wants to bless you, the devil comes to steal, kill, and rob your life. And you really need to know that. I'm telling you, most people, I see this every day, people sit in church, do not understand that we have an enemy, the devil, who's out to kill. Who's out to steal, who's out to rob you, and he's doing it. I see it every day. And I have reasons to do this. I mean, reason why I've just had the experiences. And the Lord wanted me to do this. He trained me for this. I've been exposed to the wicked one's work. I mean, more than one time and in many ways. So it's my job, my responsibility to go speak for the Lord and testify what the enemy is trying to do to you and the ways he's trying to get to you, how he's doing it. That's all I'm trying to do is warn you. Mark chapter 16, Jesus told us to go heal the sick, cast out devils. Well, you know, that speaks for itself right there. Cast out devils. Why? Because they're out there. Heal the sick, cast out devils. Wow. But first, you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus and your place of authority. You know, we have a kingdom here. If you don't know these things, the devil will rob you of it. If you don't know who you are in your place of authority, He can rob you. You can't stand, and you get mixed signals. You don't know whether you're blessed. You don't know whether you're cursed. You've got to know who you are in the Lord, and you've got to know we have a common enemy. Let me start off by just praying for you this morning, okay? Listen, I'm not just going to pray for you. I'm going to pray with you. And I feel like the Lord wants to bless everybody that hears me pray today because the Lord wants to bless you. Nothing to do with me. Nothing wants. I'm here, and just out of the way. But the Lord, if I speak today, it'll be the word of the Lord, and the Lord wants to bless you. So I want you to receive a blessing. I'm not praying because I'm looking for something to do. I'm praying because the Lord wants to bless you, okay? So whatever words come out of my mouth, the Lord wants to bless you with this word. He wants to, so get yourself in agreement with me, and just take a second and bow with me. And let's pray together. We're going to pray together. We're going to seek the Lord together, okay? So the Lord says we're two or more come together. There I am in the midst of you. That's a big promise. And that's a good promise, okay? Father, we just come to you this morning in the precious name of your righteous, holy Son, Christ, the Lord Jesus. Oh, my Father. And the one whom said, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. Oh, my Father, we know these things, and therefore we bow before you, and we seek your blessing today, and we need you, and we know it. We appreciate you, we know it. So we want to come and honor you, and praise you, and exalt you, and magnify you, and lift you up, and tell you that we know you're wonderful. We think you're wonderful, we know you're wonderful. We know that you sent us a Savior, Christ the Lord. We want to tell you we're thankful. We want to say thank you today. Father, we're all in agreement today that Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life, and no one comes to you, Father, except by him. So we all know these things. So we're coming today to talk with you, and we're coming in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we just know that your Holy Spirit takes the things of Jesus and shows them to us. That's just what we want. So we want to thank you today. We want to enter into your presence now and just spend time listening to you and spend time listening and learning from the things you want to say to us. We love you. We appreciate you. We honor you. We bless you. We praise you. I speak a blessing over every person that is hearing these words because they are your words. And I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. I mean, let a blessing come upon them. Let a blessing remain upon them. I bless every person and also bless their families and who they represent. Thank you now, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, look, I just want to talk to you about these things today. I'm going to tell you, remember, Satan is no match for you. If you're a child of God, if you're listening today and you belong to the Lord, Satan's no match for you. We overcome him by the blood and the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's what we do. We really do. But most people don't know very little about the enemy. He's a supernatural evil spirit, and they don't know who he is. And, I was thinking about a couple of things this week. My son and I, Landon, took a look at a motorcycle not too long ago in my neighborhood from a very nice guy. I would say he's probably 60 years old, Catholic, been born into the church, been in the church all his life. So my son, we bought the motorcycle, beautiful motorcycle. And when he got finished with everything, he reached down, had some bells hanging underneath it. He said, "Oh, you can't have the bells. They don't go with the deal." I said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Because they keep the demons away." I said, "Why are they there?" He said, "They keep the demons away." He said, "They're out there." Now listen to that. This man knows they're out there. Demons are out there, and he thinks going down the middle of that motorcycle, he's keeping them down and put them on the next motorcycle that scares off the demons. I mean, I'm talking about somebody probably 60, born into the Catholic Church, been there all their life. I mean to tell you, we do not know. We're battling against spiritual wickedness in high places, supernatural spirit of evil, and we think we can run him off with bells. I mean, and this is really, I'm bringing these messages, and I don't want to talk about these things. I must be talking about Jesus, but no one else is teaching. No one else is helping you. And the devil is out there eating our lunch. He'll eat your lunch and pop the bag. He really will. I mean, he'll do it to you. And people are blinded, and people just don't know. So it's my job, it's my responsibility to help you if I can. John 1:3-8, Jesus said, for this reason, the Son of God was manifest. Jesus, this is really big, might destroy the works of the devil. I mean, Jesus came for this purpose because the devil is here. The devil wants to kill you. The devil is the ruler of this world. The devil is the prince and power of the earth. And Jesus came to destroy. This is a verse. 1 John 3:8. Jesus came to this earth to destroy the works of the devil. And most people out there in the world don't even really know he exists. I mean, they don't know these things. Really, they don't know these things. I mean, Jesus does it. I mean, you guys think he protects his different bills, but I mean, we just don't know these things. It's my responsibility to tell you, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That's a big job. Not with bells. No, no. Are you still in the battle? Are you going through a battle? Listen, are things not working out for you? Is your life upside down? Is your world upside down? Do you feel everything but blessed? Look, then get out of the ring. You're a winner. He's the God of the fallen world and not your world. If you're in the kingdom of God and you're a Christian, you should be living in victory. There's something wrong in a Christian not living a victorious life. Because look what Jesus has done. He came to do this. To destroy the works of the evil one. To destroy the works for this purpose. The Son of God was manifest that he, Jesus, might destroy the works of the devil. Okay, if he's eating your lunch out there, if he's attacking you, then something's not right. You're not right in Jesus. You don't understand the battle. You haven't put on the whole armor. You know, he laid out a plan how we're to do this in the Word of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Submit and resist. He'll flee from you. If you're not doing these things, he won't flee. He'll be biting on you. If you don't resist, he won't flee. The word says submit yourself to God. If you're not really submitted, he won't play. Then resist. You can't, unless you're submitted to God, you can't resist it on the power. But if you're submitted to God, Jesus comes to destroy the works of the wicked one. So then he becomes your partner. Really? He becomes your partner. God, Jesus comes to destroy the works of the wicked one. So then he becomes your partner. Then you can resist. You can fight. Listen, the devil can be beat. But you have to know it. You really do. Colossians 1:13, Father has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Picked us up and set us someplace else. That's who you are. You're in a safe place. But do you know that? Do you really know that you're like exempt? You're exempt from this devil. But you have to know it. You have to know who you are. Put on the whole armor of God. We battle not against flesh and blood. The person you run into every day, the boss you're not getting along with, all that you're going through, look, it's not flesh, it's the devil. It's really the devil. You're battling against spiritual wickedness in high places, so you have to know who you are. You have to resist that. Take your proper place. Know who you are. And you have this authority. Jesus has already done this work. So really, you have to suit up with Jesus, get filled up, get empowered with the Holy Spirit of God, and fight the good fight. You know, it's not really a fight that you have to really worry about. Really. I'm telling you. Really, the devil wants to stay out of my way. He does. You know what he wants to do? He always wants to hinder me to keep me from talking to people like you. But look, he's no match for you. Jesus defeated him. You're in, you know what he wants to do? He always wants to hinder me to keep me from talking to people like you. You have a partner. You have a reward. You're no match for you. He picked us up and set us someplace else. He has set us over into his kingdom. If you're in his kingdom, you have the armor on. Really, his kingdom is over into his kingdom. You're protected. You really are. You're on the right side. You are. Oh, you have angels overlooking you. You have everything you need to fight the battle. If you're in the kingdom of God, that simply means, are you a child of God? Have you said, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I want to make a change. I choose you. I choose you as Lord. I know God is real. I know the Son of God, you, Christ Jesus, is real. Wash my sins away. Seal me with your Spirit and fill me then with your Holy Spirit and your power. And help me to learn to fight the good fight. Thank you, Jesus. That's what you got to do. Simple as that. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I give you power. Wow, that's big, isn't it? Grab that. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Now look, how much power you have? All. Really, I mean that. I have it. I know it. I really know this. You know it too. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. You know something? When the devil knows this, you know that, you'll have it. Really, you have that kind of power over him when he knows you know it. But until he knows you know it, he'll eat your lunch. He'll be after you. He'll be trying to attack you on every side. But when he knows that you know who you are, he's not going to invest much more time in you. He'll try to take a swing at you once in a while, but he wants out of your way and invest his time somewhere else. That is really true. This is business here. I'm telling you how it really is. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. The enemy has power, but you can take his power away. You can beat him because you have more power. Understand that? It's really that simple. I talked to you last week about a couple. Well, I'm going to talk to you today about the liar. But first, I want to just refresh you on something I mentioned last week. And this is really unreal. I guarantee you every family I'm speaking to out there knows about this because they have someone involved. In fact, I talked about last week, but I want to just refresh you a minute. The devil has tools, and the greatest tool, or one of the greatest tools, in other words, homosexuality might be number one, I'm not sure, but I think maybe drugs. Drugs is the greatest weapon the enemy has ever had in history to kill, to steal, and to destroy. There's 3 million people in jails and prisons throughout America. We have more people in prison than any nation in the world. We're the greatest Christian nation. Does that speak to you? Does that tell you something? And most people in jails and prisons, good people, many good people, multitudes, are drug-related. Do you have any fathers in there that have scattered families because of drugs? That's the work of Satan. Do you know how many mothers are in prison because of drugs? And their children out here with somebody else? Jimmy's children are in prison and mom and dad sitting there with broken hearts because of drugs. Oh, my. And you know what the Lord showed me? And the law enforcement has totally failed. I mean, any middle school child will hit by drugs. Does that tell you something? And multitudes of money, by the way, gathered up across America from hurting, broken families, put in bales to ship back into South America. We get nothing. The devil offers nothing for everyone. That's what he does. Devil offers absolutely nothing for all people. Nothing for everyone. That's what the devil offers you. Nothing for everyone. That money is bundled, set across the ground. We've not even collected a penny tax revenue on it. Families are scattered. Families are hurt. Families in jail. Families in prison. Families are broken and crying. And you collected a penny tax revenue on it. Families are scattered. Families are hurt. Families in jail. Families are prison. Families are broken and crying. There's a problem. It's the work of the devil. The law enforcement cannot kill that. It's a problem. The job is up to you. The job is up to church. The job is to fight the good fight. But that is one of the greatest tools the devil has. All he has to do is sit back and watch families overdose, kill through accidents, in jails, in prison, kill, steal, and destroy. I mean, he really has a blanket coverage here. Really, he does. He just has a key here to almost every family. Almost every family in America has been touched some way by drugs. It is a wicked evil. I want you to see his work. If you don't believe him any other way, you think about what I'm telling you about drugs. Just think about the bundles of money shipping out of the country and how it left the families. It killed, it stealed, and it destroyed. Now think about it. You know about it. You probably got family out there right now. But think about this. And there's not one thing of value that comes out. It all. Devil offers nothing for everyone. Nothing. I mean, he takes their money, destroys your family, and you're left sick, weak, run down, lost your education, lost your wealth, lost your family. I mean, it's a terrible weapon. If you can't see the devil, you're blind. Really. This is the greatest weapon that America's ever seen from the devil. And he gets by with all of it. We blame it on everything. Oh, I got a bad kid. You're blaming on everything. He's messed up. Sure he is. All the work of the devil. I mean, I used to go to jails and prison and preach some. You know how many preacher sons I preached to and deacon sons I preached to? Good people. Really been brought up in the church. The devil got two of them in drugs. There they are. Listen, it's a terrible thing. I want you to think about that. If you don't believe the devil's real, think about the drug culture. And you try to find another way. Or something could come in this nation, destroy life, destroy families, bundle money, take it out of the country, and leave us nothing but heartache and misery and woe. That's a perfect picture of the devil's work. Now I want to give you another one. The lie. The liar. It looks like all liars will go to a burning hell. Did I say that? I surely did. Because the Bible says it. All liars will go to burning hell. And stick with me, I'm going to show you why. Now look, I want to tell you too. If you're hurting now, you might have a family hooked on drugs. You might be a broken, hurting mother or dad crying out now. If I can pray for you, I'll be glad to do it. And I have, my son's even better than this than I am. If you need ministry in this area, I assure you I can hook you up with somebody that knows how to do it. Our phone number here is 772-221-1100 or out of town, 888-221-8999. But we can help you. You can call here for prayer. We can hook you up and get help. We know places. We know a church. You can go get delivered, set free. We know a couple of places. But most of all, I'll pray for you today. And the Lord will speak today. And the Lord will bless you today. And you can get help today. But if you need help, you can give us a call. We'll be more than glad to pray for you. All right, let's get back to the liar. It looks like all liars would go to burning hell. If there's any such thing as the world's worst sin, it would have to be the liar. I'll tell you why. It's the devil's power base for his falling, sinful world. It really is. It's his strength. It's his power base. All his power comes out of the lie. One word. Can you believe that? One word empowers him. Lie. You know, we're empowered by the Lord Jesus. This is his power base. The lie. The devil's foundation is built on the lie. The devil lied to Eve in the garden and brought sin into the whole world and upon all mankind. That's big, isn't it? The devil's a liar and a deceiver. Really. He comes. One lie now. One lie brought sin into the world. One lie got to Eve and brought sin into the whole world. The devil's a liar. He's a deceiver. One lie brought sin into the world. One lie got to Eve. The devil's an author. He's a deceiver. If you lie, if you use the lie, you help the devil. I sure you are. He owns it. You know, he's the father. Jesus said he's the father of it. Really. He's the father of a lie. Do you want to use a lie? Do you want to keep lying? He's the father of the lie. So who are you representing? You know, who are you championing for here? You know, who are you speaking for? Who are you running for here? Who are you working for? He's the father of the lie. Liars give the devil the right to bring everything he has into the family. The devil is the father of the lie. Jesus said he was a liar and the father of it. The Lord wants you to be free from the attack of the enemy, the devil. If you lie, you're speaking for the devil. He's helping you with your words. When you lie, Jesus said that the devil is your father. How do you think Father God feels about this? You think about this a minute. Just think about this for a minute. How do you think Father God feels when you neglect all of his promises and all of his provisions for you and his precious son Jesus hanging on a bloody tree, but living, bleeding and dying for you, and taking your sins in his own body, and you run after the lies to get you? Look at this. The Father must weep when you reject the shed blood of his own son, who is the truth. If you leave the truth and use the devil's lies, that means right now you think the devil can help you and put you over better than God can. That's true. If you bind the devil's stuff to work with, that's who you're representing. There's no question about using his tools. It's not free. Listen to me. Use his tools. It is not free. You lie to get what you want. You'll pay a price for it. When the devil speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. For he's a liar and he's the father of the lie. He owns the lie. If you use a lie to manipulate someone to accomplish your will or purpose, you've just used the doctrine of the devil and showed no faith in God. Oh, isn't that bad? Really, you've upheld the devil. You've used his stuff. You've used his tools and showed no faith in God. That makes the devil your father. If you're the head of the house and you're a liar, you'll have a cursed house. It'll run through your family line until you repent. You've just given the devil a seat at your table. Who's your daddy? Listen, give us a call here if you need help. 221-1100, out of town. 888-221-8990. Listen to me. How do you think God feels? It must break his heart. When still you, if some you're using the power he's given you of the Holy Spirit to accomplish your purposes and all the words and all the promises made to you, and you get yourself in a bind and you try to lie and use the devil's stuff instead of his, how do you think your father feels? Think about it. I want you to think about that this week. God loves you. You're in his kingdom. If you're a Christian, you can't be lying. If you're a Christian, you're over in God's kingdom. You have to use what God gives you, his power, his strength, and you'll win every time. Don't let the devil get a hold of you. Don't lie. John 8:44, Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil, the lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abound not in the truth. There's no truth in him, Jesus said. Listen to this now. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So you don't want to use a lie to represent your life. Never. Never. You'll always pay for it. Or it might move, it might help you today, but it gets you tomorrow. You understand? You cannot use stuff of the devil and be a child of God and get by with it. You can't lie. You're going to get caught every time. You surely are. No question about it. You cannot. It will not strengthen you. It will not bring anything to your life. It will not add anything to your life. If you are a liar and use the lie to manipulate and get things done your way, you'll always be a curse and never a blessing. It cannot be a blessing. He that tells a lie shall not tarry in my sight, the Lord says. Oh, what hate God must have for the lie. When you watch your tongue. You know, let's take a look at where the lie will really take you in the end. Revelation 21:8, listen to this. The fearful, the unbeliever, the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, that's how you're compared with if you're a liar, and a sorcerer, and an adulterer, and all liars. This is not some liar's friend. This is all liars. When you fit into that, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and mist. I'm giving you word here. I'm giving you the gospel here. I'm giving you the truth here. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 8, all liars, which will burn in, with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21:27, thou shalt in no wise, boy, this is powerful, this is scary, enter into heaven anything that devours, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie. I mean, you're not going to go to heaven if you're a liar. It's pretty simple here. I'm just trying to warn you today. It's my job. Watch now. Watch. Watch what comes out of your mouth. And a liar will have no part in heaven. Proverbs 19:22, a poor man's better than a liar. Proverbs 19:5, a false witness shall not be unpunished. And he that speaks lies shall not escape. Whoops, boy, that's scary. It's so easy to lie to get yourself out of a bind, you know that. But look at the cost, look at the price. Proverbs 19:9, he that speaks lies shall perish. It can't get much worse than that. My friend, if you're a liar today, you repent, you stop doing it. Jesus will help you. Jesus will stabilize you, give you strength, and give you truth, and walk you through life. The devil will give you tools, all right, and they'll take you into burning hell. And this is pretty much tells you right now, if you're a liar, you use his lies, you're going to go into a burning hell. And the devil will give you all the lies you need. Oh, no question about it. They're cheap. Psalms 1:7, he that works deceit shall not dwell within my house. Listen, liars, wake up, don't burn. Wake up, don't burn. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Oh, I like that kind of preaching. Wake up, don't burn. That sounds pretty good to me. Luke 9:1, he called his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. He has now passed that authority on you. Listen, my friend, you have authority. You have power. Really, you do. You have power over the enemy. You just have to know it. All you have to do, trust the Lord. Believe his word. Stand on it. Speak it. The devil will flee. Resist him. He'll flee. The Bible says that. You resist the devil, he'll flee. Look, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about money. And I don't mind telling you right up front, nobody's supporting me. Well, almost nobody. I have one good, loyal supporter. No one's supporting the ministry. And we're here every week. We pay for this thing because God loves you. We're here because the Lord loves you. And we're here to try to help you in any way we can to know the Lord. And we don't mind coming in all. We get nothing. Absolutely. Use our gas. Use our time. Use our money. I tell you how much Jesus loves you. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? We do need support. We do need help paying for the radio program. We really do. If you can help, and we're not asking for much, whatever you can do, we would appreciate it very much. It's simple. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, any amount of new. And we're very grateful. In fact, we're at the point where we're trying to figure whether we should continue doing this. It's been here 3 years, and no one's supporting us, and we're not hearing from anyone. And are we helping anyone? If not, we need to be home, and we need to use the Lord's money somewhere else. So if you're getting the out of the message, we have to know it to continue doing it. It's Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. If you can't send money, that's okay. At least send us a note and say you're getting something out of the program, just simply like this. Radio, 1603. Radio 1603. Radio 1603. Gmail. That's so simple. You can remember this. Radio 1603. Gmail.com. Radio 1603. Gmail.com. Send us an email if you're listening to the program, so we'll know if you're getting any help. Radio 1603. Gmail.com. Or send us a check at Lifeline 1603. Jeff Beach 34958. Lifeline 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Listen, we love you, but more than that, the one you need loves you, the Lord Jesus Christ. God loves you. God loves you. God cares about you. You're precious in his sight. He wants you to really know you're in a kingdom. You're not of the world. He takes care of you if you'll remain in that kingdom and stay steadfast and walk with him. You can trust him. Listen, I'm walking God. I'm telling you, I'm loving your testimony here. I trust him. I'm living this life I'm telling you about. And walk with him. You can, well, God bless you. And myself or Landon will be here next week. And we look forward to you listening. So tune us in. And God bless you. Don't forget, Lifeline 1603, Jensen Beach. Send us a check, 34958. Or Radio 1603 is email. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.